Welcome to episode 220 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we finish J.R.R. Tolkien Week by taking a look at his elves. Christmas is right around the corner, so what better time to look at elves, eh? The elves of folklore were short, mischievous people. Look at Santa's elves. They're not so heavy on the mischief, I guess, but they are small in stature. Now, this is a relic of the typical elf. Tolkien himself blamed Shakespeare, of all people, for stereotyping short elves. He used Midsummer's Night Dream as an example, where there's all sorts of references to elves and fairies being little people wandering around and causing a ruckus. Most children's stories that I was told involved elves who were tiny little folk working behind the scenes to either help or harm humans. Tolkien wanted a different type of elf for his stories. If you look carefully at his writing, actually, you'll see that he always capitalized the word elf to separate his elves from the little people that preceded him. His elves were smart and world-weary, not mischievous, and they were also very tall. His vision of the elf has actually been more than a bit successful. If you look at a lot of representations of elves today, you'll see that they are tall. In role-playing games and the like, elves tend to be human-sized. You can thank Tolkien for that. Thanks for tuning in to episode 220 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, you can send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Well, that puts the cap on Tolkien Week. Make sure you come back on Monday for our Christmas wrap-up as we look behind the scenes at classic holiday movies, starting on Monday with Die Hard.